This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing, and Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey will join us later this hour. She's allocated $20 million for farmers in the western part of the state after flooding their destroyed crops. Meanwhile, one sustainable livestock farm recently decided on a do-it-yourself model for more long-term financing. Charlie Cummings of Walden Meats founded Walden Mutual Bank. He joined us in Studio 2 yesterday with Deb Suchman of Polka Dog Bakery in Boston. So Deb is a partner in the bank, a depositor and business borrower. And she started by telling us how her relationship with Walden Mutual began.
So at Polka Dog, we would buy the pieces of meat, like the pork kidneys and the pork liver and the pork heart, from Charlie's company at Walden Local and make dog treats out of them. So Charlie was working with local farmers and he was committed to sustainability and was doing a lot for the local agricultural community. That's kind of how I started with Charlie. And then I found out he was starting a bank and that was Walden Mutual.
All right. So Charlie, I'm going to back up now because I want to define this mutual bank thing. And I'm going to play a little bit of sound here. You're going to recognize it for sure. We're going to go Jimmy Stewart on you. George Bailey, It's a Wonderful Life during the classic bank run scene.
You're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house. That's right next to yours. And in the Kennedy house and Mrs. Maitland's house and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
So it kind of sets up the idea you said, you know, Deb is a partner in the mutual bank. So what makes it different than a regular bank?
You know, I am so glad you played that clip because people have often made that comparison. And, you know, one of the fundamental ideas behind the bank is that we've lost what was once a pretty intimate connection between borrower and depositor. And forgotten the fact that when we deposit our money in a bank, we're effectively lending that bank our dollars to go for the bank to go and do something else with them. And so when you look at what happens to your money in the large banks, it often conflicts with folks' values. And in fact, $100,000 in a bank account with one of the top five banks in this country is equivalent to the average American's carbon impact for an entire year of driving, eating, flying, purchasing, knowing, you know, of course, most folks don't have that much money in a bank account, but just make that comparison to understand what it means quantitatively relative to every other purchasing decision you might make. And folks like Deb and I, you know, want to align with brands that represent our values. And so when banking, as it turns out, is one of the most important purchasing decisions you can make as a consumer, that connection between depositor and borrower and facilitating a community around a bank, I think is a really impactful and consequential idea from a community perspective.
So just to kind of help round that out, according to the University of Chicago, climate change will ultimately cost humanity $100,000 per ton of carbon. Scientists estimate. So to kind of give another rounding to that $100,000 number. So I want to bring this here, right? So everybody who has driven by any strip mall anywhere or seen their local town center change over the last 20 years will say, well, what I know I don't think my town needs is another bank branch. But Charlie, you thought there was a real need for this. And Deb, this agricultural dimension and shared value dimension was important to you as a business owner. So actually, I'll turn to you first, Deb. What was the gap?
I've worked with a number of banks over the years. I mean, we've been in business since 2002, so for over 20 years. So we've had any number of loans. And I think banks talk about community. You know, you see it in advertising. I've never felt that from any other bank. It's not just about banking, but it's also about building community.
We're speaking with Deb Suchman, founder of Polka Dot Bakery in Boston, and Charlie Cummings, who's founder and CEO of Walden Mutual Bank. And so, Charlie, that was a foil when I said we don't need another bank branch, because this isn't another bank branch. I was stunned to discover that this is the first mutual bank to get approval from the FDIC, or this is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, in 50 years. We don't have mutual banks like this anymore. So A, why? And B, how can you do it when we don't have them anymore?
Well, we do. There are a number of other remaining mutual banks.
Fewer than 500.
Yeah, about 300 or 400 left. And these have served their communities well for so long. And for us, it was this interesting opportunity to reinvigorate a governance structure that has served communities well for a really long time and aligns with this movement towards understanding a business's impact across all of its stakeholders, not just shareholders alone. Our mission is to enable anyone to make positive and lasting change in our local food ecosystem, which sounds like a little bit of a bizarre mission for a bank. But when you look at where your deposit dollars go with other institutions, it felt like there was an opportunity to say, hey, your dollars here can make a real impact to creating a more vibrant, sustainable and inclusive food ecosystem, because your dollars go to supporting businesses like Deb's. And she mentioned, you know, they produce premium dog treats that dogs and other pets go absolutely crazy for. But the more interesting thing her business does is very much behind the scenes, and it's providing this service to the larger ecosystem by creating value out of things that would otherwise go to waste.
Like the skin of cod that you turned into the crunchy cod skin.
Yes,
precisely.
Exactly. Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, and beef livers and kidneys and all kinds of things that otherwise are sort of destined for the garbage bin.
So do you make it more affordable for, is Deb's loan more affordable? Is it more patient than it would be from a standard bank? You know, the partners allow for lower rates of return, or what's different than the loan that Deb's Polka Dog Bakery might get somewhere else at a fundamental monetary level?
Well, first, there's a few differences for the depositor, of which Deb is also one. So we take both individual and business deposits. The difference for the individual is our interest rates are far above what other small banks pay. So our core Grow Local accounts pay 3%, but it effectively gives you everything that you would need from a checking account, ATM reimbursement, those types of things. A mutual is a cooperative structure
right,
in which the bank is ultimately owned by its depositors.
Okay, so Deb, what happens then for you is you put your money in, you know you can earn your 3%, and that the bank is going to work with your money in a way that reflects your community values mm-hmm. and your values in agriculture.
Yep.
And then as a business owner who had a loan that needed to be restructured,
yes,
what did it mean for you?
They were really accommodating, and the process, they made the process very easy. We had better interest rates. So it was, you know, we were able to extend a credit line, which then enabled our business to grow. It's enabled us to hire a salesperson, enabled us to build inventory.
Because the money was more affordable.
Is more affordable, and we were able to extend a credit line.
Got it.
We're also trying to, in the best tradition of what a community bank has been for 100 years, want to be supportive of Deb and her team in all the ways that a bank can be beyond the loan itself. So we have an amazing collection of people that really understand and are immersed in this ecosystem and can lend a hand when issues come up around capital or inventory management or what have you. And we sort of try to create opportunities for those resources to be available to partner business.
So I want to see if I can sort of pinpoint this a little bit more. And again, we're speaking with Charlie Cummings of Walden Mutual and Deb Suchman, who is both a depositor and a borrower for her money in Polka Dog Bakery. What we've got here is a mutual bank where people are partners, and it's essentially owned and governed in partnership by the depositors in the bank, mm-hmm. yes. And the focus is on a set of metrics that go beyond just return on the dollar. So carbon footprint or sustainability or support of the local agricultural ecosystem, all fair so far?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
The implication, Charlie, is that one might therefore get lower return on an investment from this bank because it's not the only dollar. The dollar return on a dollar put in is not the only thing you're prioritizing. So, A, is that true?
No. Okay. No. Very important clarification. So because we're owned by our depositors, first they come first and foremost. And so that's why our interest rates are set the way they are. That's why we're structured the way we are, is because there's nobody else here. We work in the best interest of our depositors.
Okay.
And the way that that's enabled is because we don't have shareholders in a traditional sense that would otherwise sort of want access to those profits.
Is there anything, right, that would be easier, better, faster working with a traditional bank that you are sacrificing because you have these other values?
No.
I am skeptical. I am skeptical of that. There is really nothing that you sacrifice by doing it this way.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
At this point, no. No, we've been really happy with the relationship.
Okay. So, Charlie, I'll come back to you then. And here are my two remaining questions. Sort of looking at what could be a weakness here, right? Because you've presented a very strong picture. It's a digital bank. You do have a location in Concord. Is there any downside to not being able to go to that local bank branch and get cash from a teller if you need to? Any downside to being a digital bank for your depositors or borrowers?
Well, in the sense that there's a certain type of person that wants to come and visit a physical bank branch and have those in-person interactions, we do allow appointments for people who want to do that. But there's plenty of places you can get cash. And so we're sort of very much on the next phase of banking that is, you know, you open your account on your mobile phone, you can manage everything there. And we've been sort of aligned around that from the beginning.
Do you have relationships for people who hold debit cards with other banks so that, I mean, do they have to find a Walden Mutual, you know, money machine in order to get cash?
We reimburse ATM fees with any other institution and so are, you know, try to make that as easy as possible. Out of sight, out of mind banking has the same negative consequences as out of sight energy or food or waste. And that's that it's someone else's problem somewhere else. And so if we want to create a more sustainable local food system, if we want a banking system that is more inclusive and focused on businesses like Deb's that are having these fundamental impacts in the surrounding community, it has to start here.
Charlie Cummings, founder and CEO of Walden Mutual Bank, and Deb Suchman, founder of Polka Dog Bakery in Boston, spoke with us earlier this week.